Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your girl, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, transitions can feel like trying to navigate a maze blindfolded while juggling flaming torches. You know that feeling, right? Like you're constantly teetering on the edge of overwhelm as you try to adjust to something new. But guess what? We don't have to surrender to the chaos. Today, we're diving into how mindful planning can help us gracefully navigate those transitions and even turn them into opportunities for growth. Because honestly, isn't that what life is all about? A beautiful, messy journey with constant ups and downs, turns and twists. And let's be real, a little bit of ADHD spice just adds to the adventure. But sometimes we need a roadmap, a guiding star to help us stay on track amidst the whirlwind. That's where mindful planning comes in. It's not about rigid schedules or suffocating control, it's about creating space for intentionality and awareness. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you master those transitions like a pro. First up, embrace the power of pre-transitions. Ever felt like your brain is on high alert just before something major happens? You start thinking about all the things that could go wrong, creating unnecessary stress. Instead of spiraling into anxiety land, use the energy to prepare. Think about the new situation. What are the potential challenges and opportunities? What resources do you need? By proactively addressing these factors, you'll feel more confident and in control when the transition actually arrives. Next, break it down. Weak transitions can be intimidating, right? But remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Break those transitions into smaller, manageable steps. Instead of focusing on the overwhelming whole picture, celebrate each mini victory along the way. This helps to maintain momentum and prevents you from feeling bogged down. Now let's talk about mindfulness. It's not just for yoga studios and meditation retreats. Practicing mindfulness throughout the transition process can make a world of difference. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. When things feel overwhelming, take a few deep breaths, step away for a moment, and reconnect with your center. This helps you stay grounded and prevent reactive decisions that might not serve you in the long run. Remember, transitions often bring up a whirlwind of emotions, excitement, anxiety, fear, even grief. It's okay to feel all those things. Don't try to suppress or ignore them. Allow yourself space to process and acknowledge your emotions. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or engaging in creative activities can be incredibly helpful for navigating these emotional waves. Lastly, celebrate your resilience. Transitions are opportunities for growth and learning. Acknowledge the challenges you've overcome and the progress you've made. Give yourself credit for showing up, even when it's tough. Remember, every step forward, no matter how small, is a victory worth celebrating. Think about that time when you were facing a major change, maybe starting a new job, moving to a different city, or going through a personal transformation. How did you handle the transition? Was there anything you wish you had done differently? Maybe you felt overwhelmed and scattered at first. Perhaps you struggled to adjust to new routines or environments. Whatever your experience was, remember that you made it through. You learned valuable lessons about yourself and developed coping mechanisms that will serve you well in future transitions. Now think about applying the 5 key takeaways we discussed today: pre-transition planning, breaking things down, practicing mindfulness, acknowledging emotions, and celebrating resilience. Could these strategies have helped you navigate that particular transition with more ease and grace? So how will you take action today? I encourage you to share this episode with someone who's going through a big change or facing a transition. Let's spread the word about mindful planning and empower each other to thrive amidst life's inevitable shifts. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It truly helps others find the show and join our community of supportive souls. Until next time, keep shining your light brightly, and remember, transitions are just opportunities for growth.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.